In this somewhat festive episode, the boys talk Craptown Christmas decorations.
Oh, like, they could have done so much.
That's just nothing, is it? They're really cheap, too. Just the thing that puts those snowflakes projecting on the side of the
We invested in a giant bauble and a methadone collection chair.
They provide highly important advice about what Christmas film you should watch first.
If you're looking for a fun Christmas film, just to switch your brain off and just enjoy...
Why not watch Schindler's List? Watch Schindler's List. You want a happy Christmas film?
In the longest segment to date, we deep dive which Christmas treats are worth buying and which Christmas adverts are just utter trash.
Erin Lacey knickers and a bralette. You can't do that, Rob. You'll get us cancelled.
Let's get crackalacking, shall we?
Welcome back to the Variety Show, and we are getting Christmassy. I know we're a week early, but it's the 25th of November. That is exactly 7 days until we start running our 25-day Advent bonus episodes like we did last year. A little bit different this year, and we're going to start recording those pretty soon, or at least I hope we are.
We do
kind of need to do that. And this episode really is aimed at helping you get ready for the 1st of December and get ready for that whole Christmas mood.
Well, you know, it didn't stop places like The Range putting their stuff up the day after fucking Halloween.
No, hang on. The Range had its Christmas stuff up 10 days before Halloween.
Oh, did they?
Yes, we went in there and even Kay went, oh, it's too early.
I've seen Easter stuff.
Oh, fuck
and
off.
And I'm not taking the piss. I've seen Easter stuff.
Well, I'm surprised. Yeah, the mini eggs and the cream eggs are probably
going. Easter, a little Easter thing, Easter cards.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to name and shame. I think it was Sainsbury's. I think.
Oh, Sainsbury's, do better.
Yeah, that's rough, isn't it?
That is shocking.
Easter? No.
I mean, I've worked retail. I know that retail only has a certain amount of storage space at their warehouses. Mm-hmm. It's not even about the storage space at the local shop. Mm-hmm. It's the warehouses. So by the time they've got Christmas into the shops, they've already got warehouses full of Easter, so they need to start moving out. But that is just way too early.
Yeah, it's rough.
I mean, when we come to talking about and recording the Christmas bonus episodes, one of the memories I will bring up will be I worked in Woolworths and I used to work Christmas Eve. And Christmas Eve, as soon as the doors were closed, was when we all stayed till about 1 a.m. setting up the Boxing Day sales. Mm. So it wasn't done like 2 weeks before or 3 weeks before. I mean, let's face it, by the 1st of December, there are going to be shops that will have already started taking their Christmas decorations down and putting up Boxing Day sale stuff, which pisses me right off. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you said you had a story.
Oh, yeah, I had a terrible story. Something
you had
really
a terrible story.
Today. Something really bad happened to me today.
Oh, no.
It's like horrifically bad that happened to me today. And really, sorry to sexualize it, it's really the men are going to appreciate this more than any of the female listeners.
Okay, when you said sexualize, I thought, oh dear, we're talking about sex. No, okay, you're talking about gender.
Something that men will understand. So people might know from talking about this, I work on building sites.
You do.
I'm on a particular building site at the moment, and there's one portaloo.
Oh.
Now, there aren't many people on the building site. To be fair, there's probably only 10 of us. So one portaloo to 10 guys is actually not a bad ratio.
No, but there's still never a good portaloo.
Well, because there are a few toilets in the house that I don't think they want you to use, but you can use. I just have I needed to do a poo. And I was like, well, the portaloo's right there. It can't be that bad. I've gone to the toilet in some rough places on building sites. There's some really bad ones in the past. And the thing that happened to me was, it's a bit gross in there. I'm sat down. Something happened. I don't know if you've ever sat on the point. There's a maneuver that you do. You put your hand down to make sure you keep your willy pinned back.
Oh, 100%. You do not want your cock touching any part of the bowl. And that's in public toilets as well. Any toilet you sit in that is public or portaloo, Yeah, use your hand to protect your knob from touching the porcelain.
What do you think happened?
Oh, no.
Somehow, little Rob slipped past it my grip and slapped itself onto the front wall of the bowl of the portaloo.
The problem is, I can feel that. And now, one thing, I tell you what, actually, women love saying this, and I'm not bad-mouthing women, but women love saying, you don't know how XYZ feels.
Mm.
And fair enough, in the vast majority of things they say, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
There is one thing I can say about being a man, your penis is like a finger. You can feel everything that it touches. So I'm telling you now, if you ran your finger across a part of a portaloo, you know how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that with your cock, and you know how it feels.
That happened to me. Oh, it was so utterly disturbing. Mortified when it happened.
The worst thing is, I can feel that.
And I didn't know what to do. I was like in an internal panic. I was like, oh no, I'm going to have like some disease now. This is the end.
I'm going to get cock rot. It's going to drop off.
So literally, I was like, luckily it was right near the end of the day. Got home, immediately had a shower.
Alco gel rub.
And Miranda got back. I just got out of the shower. Miranda got back with tea. And she's like, you've had a shower? I was like, yeah, it's been awful. I've literally cleaned myself raw down there. So yeah, that was the horrific thing I'm going to have nightmares about forever.
Jesus Christ. Well, you know what? At least that was the non-Christmassy part of the show.
Yeah, happy Christmas.
In a world of color, why do we have towns that are so beige? Yep, get ready for some whining from these two.
We are starting this episode then, avoiding penis talk. We are starting this as a bit of the Grinch, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
I went to St. Albans Town Centre last night, and if you follow us on TikTok, you can go and find my 12-minute long video. Very sorry, everyone. 12 minutes is surprising that TikTok allows that, but there you go, it does. And it's me walking around St. Albans, basically pointing out that they are shit at decorating the town now.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the same feeling about, we won't say which town, but a town you visited recently. And
yeah,
same feeling.
They weren't particularly great. We went to the light turn-on and it was a bit, is that it?
Oh, well, St. Albans doesn't do a turn-on anymore. They do a Christmas cracker event, which basically is a load of fairground rides at stupid amounts of money.
Mm-hmm.
Everything costs a stupid amount of money. You can't move. They have a food market there because apparently that's all St. Albans fucking cares about. And the lights are on from the night before. There's no switch-on ceremony anymore. Oh, well, so no countdown, no cheesy celebrity EastEnders pressing a button.
Well, last year they had a cheesy celebrity. I don't remember who it was. I think it was like someone from Emmerdale or something. This year, we missed the actual countdown because T was on a ride. And then the fireworks started and he was still on the ride. I was like, oh, the fireworks died. Anyway, when he got off the ride, I was like, the fireworks started. He's like, oh, yeah, brilliant. And we stood there. All the way through. And we're like, T and I are looking at each other like, is this it? And he's like, Daddy, this is boring.
Oh, dear.
Like, and I said to him, I was like, is it because it's not making noise? And he's like, yeah. Why is it not going bang? I want it to go bang.
I mean, there is, I understand the need for quiet fireworks, especially when we've just come out of the 5th of November and it feels like World War III is going on outside because everyone is launching them left, right and centre. So I kind of understand.
We had Diwali as well.
And Diwali on top actually this year, which meant there was like 2 weeks worth.
Yeah, it was a lot.
So I can understand for pets and people with PTSD and so on. So I can understand wanting to, if we're going to do fireworks, they're going to have to be quiet ones, but I just feel they're a bit shit.
The quiet ones are shit. They look nice, but they'd be better if they went bang.
Mm. The fact that the kids are saying that gives you an idea about what works and what doesn't, because they're the ones you've got to try and persuade. It's not the parents. The parents will, on the most part, do what the kid wants. Yeah. So if there's a firework display and it's free or you just make a small donation and a kid says, I want to go and see that, easy day trip for the family.
Yeah, yeah.
As soon as you start saying, oh no, there's ticket prices, things like that, it's a lot harder to make that sale to get me to go anyway as a parent. But again, if the kid wants it and they like it, brilliant.
And by the way,
in this case,
yeah,
it sounds like T's going to walk away from that and go, well, let's not bother again.
No, we didn't. We left. Well, the thing is, we walked to the other end of the town and looked at some more rides. The rides were half the price they were than the firework display we all went to. Half the price.
Really?
Yep. £2 compared to £4.
Which is so much better. So much better.
It was like, okay, this is better. You can go on the rides now. Whereas at the firework display we all went to, I was like, oh, really? I've got to,
yeah. £4 each. I would, you see, maybe I'm a skinflint, I don't know, but times are hard. I would take a tenner out the cash machine, and knowing that the rides are like £2 each, I say, right, well, you've got five things to do. That's a nice amount, I think.
Yeah.
Whereas the Redbourne fireworks at £4 each, I'm sorry, it's like, you can do two things and you have £2 left over, which you can't do anything with.
Which you can't do anything with. Or one thing, because T likes to go on the kind of house thing,
yeah,
you've got to go with. They want you to pay £4 too. So it's £8 for us to go on this really fucking shit thing. Sorry to swear, everyone.
No, it's fine.
Really,
it's true.
Shit thing.
But getting back to the Christmas lights then. So,
sorry, I just apologise for swearing. I swear so much on this show. Why am I apologising for swearing?
Fuck knows. Anyway, Christmas lights. We are talking about the fact that, so with St Albans and Unnamed Town. I don't know about Unnamed Town because I haven't been there yet. I am tempted
better than St Albans.
So St Albans, basically, for the past at least 5 years, in fact, I would say since the St Albans bid has existed, and don't get me started on that whole subject, has basically been, we believe in just doing one colour. And one colour is what,
yeah,
we do.
Boring.
So the past few years, it's been that really weird, pale, whitey, blue colour that everyone's obsessed with. And they left them up for over a year. They forgot to pay an electrician to go and check them. So then a year passed and they said, oh shit, we better get these checked. And the electrician went out and said, no, the trees have grown over and they've destroyed the cables. So that was like thousands of pounds worth of lights just destroyed and binned.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ushered in St Albans' era of tat.
Right.
And that is photo opportunities. We have a giant bauble. We have a soldier. We have a chair that looks like Santa so you can sit on his lap. We have a weird snow globe thing with a terrible cut-out snow scene in it. And then at the furthest point of town, nowhere near the town centre, in fact, it's just next to a pharmacy, hence I nicknamed it the Methadone Collection Chair. It's just these chairs with lights around. And I'm sorry, they are crap. They are so cheesy. Mm. And then all the lights are just yellow and beige this year.
Yeah.
And all the decorations, some of them might have a little bit of red on them, and that is it. And it drives me nuts. And I grew up in St Albans. I love St Albans. I love, in the 80s and the 90s, it used to be crisscross yellow, green, blue, red lights.
Mm-hmm.
It used to feel warm. The street lamps had decorations hanging off them, like illuminated candy canes and bells. And they were animated, and they'd swap between the image, and it just felt festive. And now it just seems to be, we want to be really, really, am I allowed to say poncy? It just feels really, really upper class twatish. It's just one colour we're allowed, and it's got to all be that colour, and it's all got to match. There is nothing warm or inviting about it at all.
I think there's a beauty to hodgepodge and tack at Christmas and having random shit like the bell has. And
oh my god, yeah. The bell is the only place in
the boot
in St Albans just threw colour at the walls and went, we're done. And I was fully there for that.
The whole town should be like that. Why can't the whole town be like that? Why
it
can't
used
they
to be.
Just. Yeah, I saw a really good one. Oh, where was it? It might have been on TikTok. They'd had school kids design the lights. So they had on hanging from lampposts, they had kids' drawings that they put the lights and
I
the shape.
I saw that
off
a couple of years ago. Brilliant idea. Mm. But I mean, even to the point that St Albans, St Peter Street has basically become the high street. And we have about a quarter of St Peter Street has lights running across the road.
Yeah.
Whereas back in my day, it would start at the top of St Peter Street and it would extend all the way down St Peter Street, down Chequer Street, all the way to the top of Holywell Hill. Now we have four things that go across part of St Peter Street. We get to the marketplace, which is devoid of anything. Checker Street, which is a really busy restaurant, handful of shops, is empty, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The High Street, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The Clock Tower, which is this perfectly just tall medieval building that could be covered from head to toe in icicles and things like that, have the smallest bit of crap lights at the very top of it, which is barely noticeable.
They could at least put a projector up onto it.
Oh, like, they could have done so much.
That's just nothing, is it? They're really cheap too. Just the thing that puts those snowflakes projecting on the side of the
No. We invested in a giant bauble and a methadone collection chair. It's just shit. It is absolutely crap. And I'm so upset by that because for me, Christmas in St. Albans, and I know maybe, as I said, and you know, you'll probably put this in the metadata, rose-tinted glasses. But I remember being like 13 or 14, going uptown, the shops are closed. It's about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, so it's starting to get dark. The lights have come on. You feel that bite and of the cold air against you, and you're walking. You've got these beautiful lights and the decorations that some would call cheesy or chintzy or whatever you want to call them. I love them. That's why I've got multicolored fairy lights in the office, because it really makes me happy.
Yeah.
And just walking through there and then walking into Boots and feeling the overly hot air fans they used to have behind above the doors.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd walk in and you just feel it scald your face as you'd walk under. And I'd buy something like a Lynx gift set for one of my brothers. And then you'd come back out and it was darker again and you'd got the music playing. And that is Christmas to me.
Mm-hmm.
Town, literally last night, excluding the giant Christmas tree, if you turn those lights off and just looked at what other decorations there were around town, you'd be hard pushed to guess it was Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm disappointed with you saying about the town you were talking about. The old part of that town used to be brilliant. There used to be multicolored lights, big Christmas tree. It used to look good. I'm guessing it doesn't this year.
I have not seen the old town this year. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, right. Okay, so we'll have to do that. What is your stance, though? Should it be a hodgepodge or should it be a single colour?
Hodgepodge. Our main tree in our house, I like to have a mess of things. We have like three or four different colours. The lights are actually one colour. But outside, I have loads of different colours. You've got these different colours. That's what we put outside. Like, so I used to put a tree outside and have it all different colours and stuff. We're doing something different this year. Miranda wants me to make this. See, there's this... I guess it's going to become a long story. How long we got? There's an apartment block near the pineapple tree, if you know where the pineapple tree is.
I do.
And it called itself the Lockdown Arms. They made themselves into a pub
yeah.
during lockdown. And it was brilliant. People would go. And they just had cans of drinks and stuff to serve at you. And they had this big banner. Because they're like, all of the apartments were in on it, they had this big banner with the Lockdown Arms stuff. Well, they do a big Christmas tree. They just made it out of bamboo sticks.
Okay.
And then wrapped loads of different coloured fairy lights all around it. And she wants me to do something tacky and fun like that at our house.
I think 40-foot inflatable Santa in your front yard.
Well, they sell them. And
I know they do.
Their home base is going into administration.
Oh.
And has backfired itself. £30. For like the 7-8 foot Santa.
No, I'm talking the 40 foot. I want to your roof.
Oh, to my roof, yeah. I mean, I'd be up for it, to be fair.
Have your neighbours just go, oh, no.
There's a really cool one, a giant polar bear with penguins on its back and it moves its head up and down. I like that one.
Ooh. See, I'm not bored. I yearned for my dad to let us put lights out the front of the house. Never happened. Nope.
Yeah,
we're not doing
it.
That.
My
no,
dad loves it.
Nope. So as soon as we bought a house, the first Christmas, I'm having outdoor lights.
Yeah.
So I have multicoloured lights that go around the outside of the garage, and I love it. And I've got my little Amazon plug, and it turns them on at the same time every
too.
Day.
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
turns it off.
I have to turn the notifications off on the amp, because all the rest of the year, it just goes, oh, we've missed your schedule because we can't see your plug.
Oh, you see, Alexa doesn't do that. But anyway, that's good. Right. That's enough of the Grinch. Let's get to the happy stuff.
Next week is the 1st of December. What Christmas film should you start the festive season with?
Have you got a favourite Christmas film?
I do.
What is it?
Elf.
End of the series. Boom. We did it again, ladies and gents. We did it again.
It's already been on telly. It's already on telly.
What? No, it has
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it's already on the Skybox, available front and center.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's I thought you meant it had been broadcast.
On
because I noticed like Netflix last week and Paramount, all of a sudden their front page has changed and it's got all of the Hallmark Christmas films being added.
Yeah, so like, I
Home for Christmas, Home for Christmas 3, A Dog for Christmas, A Christmas Star. All of these different films. It's like, is that the same actor and actress in every single one of these?
Oh, yeah, there are some of them are awful. But then again, some of them, if you like tack, are really good. Talk about my friend Stiddy. He loves the Hallmark Channel at Christmas for some reason. A completely like oddity for him. I don't know if he listens to Rye Show, but I remember when I worked with him last, he was going on about nearly every day watching a different shitty Hallmark Christmas film. I was like, dude.
Well, maybe we should do a watch along of a terrible Christmas film in December.
I'll ask him what's the fucking worst one and we'll watch it. But yeah, Elf, Chef's Kiss.
It is a brilliant film.
And I
film.
Really love, I forget his name, is it Jingle All the Way, Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah.
Put the cookie down. Yeah,
love that too. That's another one.
It's so cheesy, isn't it? As Sinbad and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And basically, it's the typical children's movie where the dad is a horrible parent. The wife is fully right in her feelings to divorce him and have an affair. But don't worry, he manages to fix it with one great big show of affection, and that's it. It's all forgotten about. The years and years of psychological removal of love and feeling towards your family.
It's the time of year where all those films come back, though, because Kindergarten Cop will be on television. Twins will be on television.
One puts Twins on TV.
They don't. That's when suddenly all of these old action hero star films, Stop and My Mom Will Shoot,
that is a good film.
You're joking. That is one of the worst films of all time.
You say you like Twins.
Yeah.
I'm allowed one as well.
No, your one is fucking dreadful.
Stallone and an old woman.
Have we spoken about the story about how he ended up doing that film? I must
probably
have spoken about it.
No, but where go on.
Back when Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger were really at each other, trying to beat each other.
Yes, I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, Arnie got all of his team to convince Stallone's team that he was going to do this terrible film when he never was. So that's why he went and did it.
That is brilliant.
And he regrets it.
Why? It's a great film.
It's fucking terrible. Oh my God, they did a second one too. What I mean, it's ridiculous.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, it's a second one, but I don't think Stallone's in it.
Can't be Stallone.
No, I think she's in it, but I don't think Stallone is.
Yeah, well, that's got to be straight to TV. I mean, you can't beat that sort of film and make a second one. No.
at least they learnt with Twins.
Did they? I thought they were doing triplets. Well, there was going to be
there
was going to be Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and someone like Chris Rock.
Isn't he like 80-something, Danny DeVito now?
Yeah, I think he's slowly disappearing into nothingness.
He's
every film
down.
I see him in, it's like I saw him in the recent Beetlejuice, and it's like he's disappearing.
He's in Always Sunny, and he's brilliant in that.
I have never watched it. I need to watch that.
There's the latest series I haven't seen yet on Netflix, but honestly, it is amazing. He's not in it till season two, and to be honest, season two is where it gets good. But you have to watch season one. Anyway,
okay.
But yeah,
that's fine. But coming back to Christmas films, so the idea of this section was meant to be the 1st of December is when people should really start getting Christmas ready. You know, you should get the Christmas tree out, let the kids decorate it if you've got kids, or if you're a big kid, you decorate it yourself. Mm-hmm. You get the house decorated, and you just get all the Christmas stuff out, don't you? Because advent calendars have started, you want to really start feeling like it. Blue Peter's already talking about sticking an orange with candles in it and making highly flammable devices that will burn people's houses down.
Orange Tov cocktails in the house.
But I wonder how many children discovered that you can make a flamethrower with an orange based on accidents that happened through doing that thing. No, I've pierced the orange squirt.
What it'll be now is two reasons. Chris Dingle and Fortnite have now created children which are going to cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, so what I do, putting the Christmas tree up, I'll either have Elf on.
Yeah.
This is legitimate.
No, fine. Because this was the question. What film should people start with on day one of being in their Christmas
so
pants?
So it'll be It'll be, we'll be doing the tree, and I love having T do it, and he's, because he couldn't do it the first two times, really too small. Obviously, he was like not even one the first time. When he was three, he was interested, but got bored quickly. This year, yeah. I think he's going to be super into it, so we'll have Elf on. Or what I tend to do is I put, so this is going to, I don't know if what people think of me for this. Do you like Sia? The artist Sia, the singer? She has a Christmas album, which really? I love. Yeah. Oh. A few years ago, it came up. I love it because I think she's amazing.
Classic Christmas songs or ones she's made up?
She's made them up, yeah.
I'm not a fan of modern Christmas music, if I'm honest. I like the classics.
Oh, but it's very jingly and stuff.
Okay, I'll give it a try on the 1st of December as we do the tree, and I get stressed with trying to unwind the Christmas lights again.
Oh, No. I'm so anal with how I put them away that I never, ever get them caught up.
Ooh.
Because I put them away like a roadie puts away speaker cabling. So you can't get them tangled up.
Rob has OCD.
We know this.
We are learning this every episode. So you're going with Elf, are you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because, I mean, there's been some cracking Christmas films recently. I mean, if we're going for the family approach, which I guess we should do, Santa Claus the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Dudley Moore,
yeah.
John Lithgow. They freeze to death at the beginning, which I swear I don't remember as a kid. I'm pretty sure I blacked that out because of the scarring it causes. But the rest of the film is fucking brilliant. Just because they nearly kill a homeless boy by giving him pneumonia, and John Lithgow's character decides to just lock him in the basement and talks about offing him.
This is the one where he leaves Father Christmas.
Yeah, Dudley turns out to be like trying to improve Christmas, and he just fucks it all up.
Yeah,
so rather than just accepting that maybe I need to chill out a little bit, decides to throw his toys out the pram and fucks off to America.
Yeah, it's my sister's favourite one.
Brilliant.
I used to really enjoy, but I've seen it too many times, A Miracle on 34th Street was one I enjoyed.
That is one of our regulars. That will 100% be played. I know that Jem will watch The Holiday at some point. And
what's
love
that
it.
One?
Is that the Jack Black, Jude Law? And...
Oh, yeah. I think that's
who's the one
about.
That got a tits out in Titanic?
Kate Winslet. There you Kate go. Beckinsale. Kate Winslet.
No. She just wears latex in a vampire film. Yeah. I know my women.
I saw an interview with her today. Oh, I really like her.
So I know those will be watched by Jem without anyone around I'm not a fan of Love Actually.
I love Love Actually.
I don't mind it, but I wouldn't choose to watch it. If it's on, I'll watch it. But The Holiday, or whatever it was called, not fond of. But I like Tim Allen in The Santa Claus. I've not seen the second or the third one, or even the fourth or the TV series that they've created of that since. But the first, The Santa Claus, I really enjoy.
We're not
I
allowed
like
to like Tim Allen anymore.
Aren't we?
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I didn't know I wasn't allowed to not like him anymore.
Yes, sorry, but you're not allowed to like him anymore. Remember, everyone else has to tell us what we're allowed to like, and he's on the list.
For God's sake, he's on the goddamn list, and I'm not talking about the naughty list. I did go and see Red One.
Yes, was it good?
No, it's shit, but it's shit in a good way. It is not a good film.
Jacked is Santa Claus in that?
Oh my God, J.K. Simmons, a beast. But it's not a good film. It's not designed, even though The Rock was basically quoted as saying, I sat and watched Oppenheimer on the super big IMAX screen and thought, wow, what we're doing with Red One is going to be a technical marvel. No,
is he fucking on crack?
You're playing an elf who's protecting Santa Claus who gets kidnapped. Trust me, it's not Oppenheimer. If you're looking for a fun Christmas film, just to switch your brain off and just enjoy.
Why not watch Schindler's List? Watch Schindler's List. You want a happy Christmas film? Fucking hell. It's the same comparison, isn't it?
All I'm saying, Red One. Red One
is a Christmas Schindler's List.
Is fun. That's all it needed to be. Okay. It is not a film that's going to be a classic in the future. It's not even going to be one of those films that people will discover in the future and go, oh, this should have got more love when it came out. It's just stupid fun that you can turn your brain off and just have fun with. It's not a good film by a long shot, but it's enjoyable for what it is.
I mean, for him to have that opinion, he needs to get off of fucking steroids.
Oh, 100%. But can I just point out, there have been some good modern Christmas films, and the one that I'm really looking forward to showing Jen, because Elf. I didn't manage to show her last year, Violent Night.
I think I've seen a trailer for Violent. With the guy from...
It's Stranger Things.
Yeah, yeah, I do want to see that.
It's so good.
Is it on Netflix?
I think it has been put on streaming literally this week, and
okay. I'd like to
David... I can't think of his surname. He's married to Lily Allen.
Yeah, David Arbour.
That's it. He plays basically Santa, who's just given up. He's sick of seeing the world go to shit, basically. And as stupid as it is, it's an over-the-top, brutal action film. A little bit of horror, kind of, with what he does
to the
people.
Is it like a Jason Statham kind of film?
No. Yes,
the Beekeeper.
Yes and no. Basically, he's drunk, and then he realizes a little girl needs his help, and the house is being taken over. It's Die Hard meets Santa Claus meets... a handful of kind of like, yeah, the Beekeeper sort of stuff.
Okay.
All in one film. And it's even got surprisingly moving moments in it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't deserve them. Yeah. It shouldn't have them. But you can't help but think, that's actually really touching. It was really, really good. It's well worth watching.
Hot take. I liked him as Hellboy.
As Hellboy?
Yeah, he plays Hellboy.
Does he?
Yeah, there's a Hellboy with him, the most recent one.
Oh,
there's
I
one
didn't
coming
see
out
that.
Since then. There's another one coming out, but I did like him as Hellboy.
Oh, I'll have to keep an eye out for that one. So what we're saying then, Schindler's List on the 1st of December.
What? Put your Christmas tree up to
Followed
Schindler's List.
By Oppenheimer.
List. Yeah, then when the kids go to bed.
Watch Elf. Sorry, kids. We get to watch the good stuff. You've got to suffer.
It's a long one, but the boys get straight into savaging 2024's Christmas adverts whilst eating copious amounts of Christmas treats. If you want to see it in person, YouTube has the whole segment live now.
Okay, next part of the show is going to be on YouTube as well, so you can listen to it here, or you can head over to YouTube and watch us watching what we're watching.
Watch us, watch you, watch them, watch this. Watch.
No, we'll end up on the same list as Tim Allen at that point.
Be on Tim Allen's list.
So what we're going to do, we've got, I found 15 Christmas adverts for
Wicked.
2024. Basically, neither of us watch terrestrial TV anymore. So none of us know when you can order a sofa for Christmas delivery via DFS. Because let's face
That's not true. I have a wife.
Oh, okay. And that's us cancelled, isn't it? That one comment, sexist pig.
I've said so much to Gus. I was on Tim Allen's list before fucking Tim Allen, wasn't it?
Yeah, fair enough. Anyway, we've got 15 Christmas adverts. We've not seen any of them. Well, we've seen one of them because we saw it when
we saw
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, we saw the shit one, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's on there, so we can okay. relive the shitness.
That was fucking terrible.
So you'll see the adverts at the same time as we will if you watch the YouTube. And during this, after every advert, I've got a big sack of treats that I need to empty. I need to empty my sack for Rob.
Oh,
it's full
right
of Christmas treats that you can buy right now. And the reason we're doing that is because it's the 25th of November when this comes out. People don't want to wait till halfway through Christmas to find out the Christmas treats they've missed. So what we think is, or what I think, we're going to taste test them. And that gives them a whole week before the Christmas period to go and buy the ones that we say they should go and buy.
Quick comment. Why does that Tesco shop look like Spunk's all hanging off the roof?
Probably because it is. He's given away by right. The first advert then we're going to watch, and then we'll go on to our first snack, is Tesco. It's called Helping Hashtag Feed Your Christmas Spirit. Tesco Christmas Advert 2024. Fun fact, part of this was recorded in St. Albans.
Oh, that kind of looks like the gas place, but that's gone.
Oh, yeah, no, that's gone. So I'm going to turn the volume down on this so we don't end up with stupid amount of feedback. Let's see what this one's like. I'm going to have to release an ear cup, aren't I?
Are we explaining what's happening at the same time for the audio podcast?
It's probably a good idea. So,
oh,
yeah.
That looks better than St. Albans Christmas lights.
Yeah, it's already better than the Christmas lights in town. So a man and his family. Oh, he's gone to see his dad. I'm guessing his mum's dead.
Don't worry. It's all right. I've got gingerbread men.
Dad's giving him Tesco gingerbread men, which I'm guessing must remind him of his mother. Now we have a gingerbread moped driving down the road. Oh, dear God. There's been a gingerbread massacre.
Okay.
So this is obviously must be like September or August when the Christmas stuff appeared so they could buy it.
He's got a gingerbread receipt.
It's a gingerbread Tesco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a little gingerbread nodding dog.
I think they're trying to get the idea that it's gingerbread everywhere.
Oh, he's cutting his hair and it's little gingerbread men. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this has got weird.
Oh, that's terrifying. Oh, he's eating him. Hang on, that's cannibalism.
They all turned to gingerbread men. And then there was a gingerbread child eating gingerbread.
And they didn't make him gingerbread, though, did they?
Why haven't they covered that big
gingerbread
trifle?
Fish. And
that's unhygienic. Where's the gingerbread men gone again?
I don't know.
And it's the first Christmas without it, because that was a memory.
Which I'm dreading. Don't get me wrong. I'm dreading that moment.
So hang on. So
they've just smashed their door in.
His mum reminds him of gingerbread, or gingerbread reminds him of his mum?
I'm guessing gingerbread must remind him of his mum.
You know what?
There's St. Albans.
Oh, yes. Look how good that looks.
That looks like Christmas. Okay, it's yellow. They could have put some colours in there.
Oh, gingerbread fox. Oh, he's going on an underpass. He's going to get raped. No, okay, no, right.
It's not Disney. Don't worry, it's not Disney. You can't say that. Now he's looking at a picture of a gingerbread house that was obviously drawn recently, pretending that it wasn't
recent.
Oh,
she makes him gingerbread at Christmas. No, that's not gingerbread. That's a cookie.
Oh, that's Coraline, isn't it? Giant eyes.
Yeah, that
aren't eyes.
Looked just like Coraline, didn't it?
With cookies instead.
So what's the gingerbread got to do?
So hang on. Now the house is collapsing all around him. So are we getting the idea that now his world's
now
falling
apart? Now he's going to crash. He's going to commit suicide by crashing his car. Like,
is that a Samaritan's advert?
Yeah.
Actually, we shouldn't joke about that. No. Sorry, no. Granddad, did he just say? Oh, so it's his nan that's... Hang on. No, I'm sorry, that's not...
Did he say granddad? I didn't hear. We're too busy talking shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but no, that's... I don't get this, no. I really... Helping feed your Christmas spirit. I don't know how to feel about that advert.
Yeah, it was an odd one.
It wasn't too bad, but it really, I'm not going to joke about it. It really felt like at one point it was a Samaritan's bloody advert.
I did that bit in
the
van.
The bit in the van, the house collapsing around him.
Yeah.
They're trying to make emotions for the wrong reason, I think.
We did joke a little bit there, but in all seriousness, that took a turn twice. The first turn was the cannibalistic child.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm eating myself.
That was a horror film. And the second one, that suddenly felt a bit different to me. There was actually something else. He did look a little bit like he is, you know.
I will say, it felt Christmassy.
It was Christmas.
It wasn't too bad on that front. So I'm going to give that it was an okay Christmas advert.
Oh, are you rating them?
No, because we've got to rate food.
Oh, this could
we
be
can't
a rating
do too many rates.
Episode.
Exactly.
I don't know. Is Gemma going to get upset because we haven't rated it?
No. She's not going to get upset about the adverts, but she would if we didn't do the food.
Okay,
so
right. Let's
just stick with rating food.
I'll message you separately, Gemma.
I think the advert was okay. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't brilliant. It was no Mog at Christmas Sainsbury's advert.
Mm. I wish they had lent more heavy into the cannibalistic side of that. I think because that kind of it peaked there.
Exactly. People were slowly becoming gingerbread. Why didn't they carry on making more and more people gingerbread?
Yeah, that's what
that
I
would
wanted.
Have been much better.
That's what I wanted. And then they just have little humans that they start making in the oven and then eat the humans.
And it would have ended with a gingerbread woman giving birth to a gingerbread baby coming
out
of the oven.
No, it'd be a little child eating a real flesh and bone human. Blood and everything would just come out and it'd be a happy Christmas.
That's 100% salad fingers, isn't it? David Firth, is it? Yeah, David Firth.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an idea for you. Right, go on, reach into my sack and choose something for us to taste.
It's at the top. Oh, I brought this with us, with me. Snowballs.
Ooh.
Cadbury mini snowballs. They look like mini eggs, but white.
Yeah, probably. Dusting of icing sugar on the outside of them.
No, I'm not going to be able to open it.
The best Cadbury's was back in the 90s and the early 2000s, and that was the Cadbury Spira and the Cadbury Shots.
Take a couple, at least.
Yeah, I've taken two balls to pop in my mouth. They are...
Didn't even think of it like that. Yeah,
they are dusted.
Oh, they're wonderfully dusty. Oh, look at those two beautifully textured white balls.
A pair of white
balls. Oh,
yeah,
of course, the camera's on.
We've got a camera. Hi, camera.
Let's try and move away from the mic.
Oh, they're nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like them. Rob, I liked putting your balls in my mouth.
Yeah, I like it too, if I can reach. Take a rib out.
Not as good as Chef's salty balls, but...
No. Mini eggs is one of my favourite chocolates of all time. And this is basically mini eggs with powder on.
It's mini eggs with powdered sugar on the outside, isn't it? 100%.
Okay, this is a 6-point suck on my chocolate snowballs. But you can't really, for me, there isn't much better a chocolate than this because it's self-contained, small. You can have a few, put them away. No one does. You eat the whole lot. But they're not messy. They're crunchy. They're Cadbury-y, chocolatey. They're wonderful.
I'm going to go with you. I'm going to say it's a 6, and it's going to pick my jaw off the ground because my mouth is full of them, and I've put too many in, and now I've got lock jaw.
How oblivious I was there, night.
I'd miss this completely.
I'm trying to move the... Oh, I'm hitting the mic now. Trying to move my mouth ready for the mic, and then I just was doing it right in front of it. Sorry, no, everyone.
That's fine. So, Cadbury Snowballs... It's getting a 6. That's really good.
That's a 6. First one.
Pop them on the floor so we don't get too overwhelmed. Or I'll do it. Hang on.
I just don't want to hit the mic. Some of them. Oh,
we're going to have a fight, I think, over what gets to go to who.
Yeah, I'm going to have some more of those later.
Okay. Next advert. 609,000 views. Get into the Christmas spirit.
Jesus, that's a lot of views.
With Kevin the Carrot. Audi Christmas.
All right, it's the carrot back, is he?
I like the carrot. I think they've made some really good adverts with Kevin the Carrot.
I don't know any of them.
Oh, you've got to go back and watch some of them. Brilliant. They
I
are,
know who he is.
They are up there
with
in
list.
Standard with with the Lure Pack.
That's not going to be good for the YouTubers because they won't have heard the rest of the podcast.
True. Go back and listen to the podcast. No, you get kind of a feeling of the Lure Pack. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. The darkest and
coldest of Christmas Eve. Okay, so they're going for the Christmas story.
I hope there's cannibalism in this one. The very last thing that
Kevin expected, an impossible mission. Okay.
Oh, look, a nice app.
So some... Oh.
Oh, it's about humbugs.
Oh, I like that.
And that's the Christmas spirit they've captured.
They've captured the Christmas spirit and it's humbug. That's really nice. Cunning disguise.
I like this.
Plastic moustache and brightly coloured LED tops.
What are they disguising themselves as?
Just a cunning disguise.
We're jumping on a load of
mince pies.
Mince pies. Okay. What the?
Oh my god, that's disgusting.
Well, he's got a pretend arse.
He's got a fake bum.
So he's doing a Mission Impossible, but he's like sat on a chair. Now he's got tits.
Oh no.
He gave it nipples then when he went in the light. Did you see that?
It did, yes.
This is good. I like this.
Oh, this is. Okay, so now they're speeding away on the snowmobile.
Oh, they've lost their disguises, and the Christmas spirits escaped the bottle. Little baby spirits.
Oh, I really like that. Oh, Kevin, you've done it again, Audi. Well done.
Oh, look, Cuthbert. There's Cuthbert. Yeah, there he is, the criminal.
Yeah, Cuthbert.
He was already on the table.
Order.
He was already on the table. He didn't appear. He was already there.
He's always there.
Okay, that's going to be hard to beat. That was
that
lovely.
That was the best advert so far. I know we've only seen two.
So
but
far.
I'm going to say,
out of two.
Out of all of them, I think that's going to be the best one.
That's set the bar high. That's a wicked advert.
100% that has. Go back and watch the Kevin the Carrot adverts from the previous years because they are really good.
I've turned up a little bit though. I didn't hear much of it. It's because of that. That was subtitles, so I was reading the subtitles.
Right, my turn to rummage around in the bag. Ooh, this is a big one. And I have chosen... Oh, these come from Audi.
Oh, fantastic.
They are Snack Right Turkey and Stuffing Baubles.
What's the flavour of a bauble? Or is it the shape of a bauble?
Crunch.
Ah!
blood, but it's delicious.
It tastes like iron.
So I'm going to do an Eli here and say these are just going to taste like roast chicken.
Yeah, they all do.
Well, let's find out.
As soon as something has any kind of thing taste to it.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you had
the No. That
was a virgin scent.
That's walking. That's Walker's. Walker's roast chicken. A little bit herbier, maybe.
Chicken balls.
Yeah, I'm going to try that chicken. We're having a lot of balls in our mouth tonight, aren't we?
Yeah. Is that any different than any other Tuesday night when you and I get together?
Oh, they've got a nice crunch to them.
I'm getting a few. I like
crisps. They are crunchier than a WhatsApp, but not as crunchy as a normal Walker's or a McCoy crisp. They're a corn puff ball. They've got a nice amount of flavour, but maybe it could do a little bit more. It's a bit of a herby, maybe a bit of an oniony chicken flavour.
Well, I'm getting the stuff in.
Yeah, that's the oniony flavour, I think, isn't it? So you've got a slight herby onion, which is going to be the sage and the stuffing. And the chicken-wise, it is just... I know they say it's turkey, but I'm sure it's just the same chemical they use. It is roast chicken flavour crisps.
They are really good. I would eat that. Absolutely. I might tell my parents to buy some when they next go to Aldi.
Absolutely. I think that's really, really nice. I like that.
It's a 5-point... How many balls can I really fit in my mouth by the end of this? It's not quite 6, because essentially it tastes like chicken. But it's still good.
I'm not going to be as high with that. I'm going to say that's a 4. I've tasted better.
No, for me, it's the 5. How many balls can I fit in my mouth? Because it does what it says on the tin. It tastes like stuffing balls. It's just a shame it tastes like chicken rather than turkey. But as you're saying, I think that's just what they're all like.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, let's crack on with the next advert, which I don't know what it is. Hang on.
Home sweet home.
Oh, here we go. So, I had it on the screen. Bloody Apple TV.
No, we have to guess. Let's just go for it. Guess what it is.
I saw it as Boots. I didn't see what that
trailer is. We would have got it there. She had B on her shoe.
Okay.
Oh, it's her from Casualty.
Was she?
Or Holby, one of the two.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we've got a fabulous-looking Mrs. Claus walking in. Santa's on his back. Obviously, he's emptied his sack for the day. People jumping around like crazy. I'm guessing these are meant to be elves, are they? It's...
Right. Are these other people meant to be famous, or are they...
I've got no idea.
Are they all from, like, RuPaul?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
That looks like Will Smith's daughter.
I wouldn't have thought they'd... I don't know. We'll have to look that one up later, but I've got to say...
This is fucking shit.
It's, yeah, that's...
Well, I've got some so turkey basically, balls in my mouth.
Oh, hang on, stop. Sainsbury's, no.
Oh, that looks Christmassy.
We'll get to that one in a moment. But, okay, so the Boots one, it basically was saying, and you thought, or he thinks it's all him that does it all, or... But no Christmas film ever shows it's just Santa that does it all.
She's
every
all
Christmas
time.
Film shows it's the elves that make everything, and then Santa helps and delivers it.
But his wife, what's she called? Mrs. Christmas?
Mrs. Claus or...
Mrs. Claus.
Oh, I presume she's that's who like, it was meant to be.
I guess that's who it was meant to be. She's on all of them anyway. She's in loads of those stories.
Yeah, that's true. And it just felt very, very soulless. It didn't feel very festive.
It was quite good to look at. It was a nice set and everyone was in really cool clothes and
stuff.
It
looked good in that aspect. But as for making me feel Christmassy or want to shop at Boots, no, sorry, I don't particularly want to. I'd say the previous years, do you remember they did Here Come the Girls?
No.
And, I'll tell you what, the old Boots adverts, and I've watched the old Boots adverts because they're on those 1990s UK Christmas adverts lists. And it was with the Raymond Briggs characters. So you had the Santa Claus from the Raymond Briggs story, and it had all been animated, and they did the advert with the animations.
Okay.
And they were really nice. That was pony. I'm sorry, Boots. You are...
Yeah.
I think you're better than Tesco.
No. Gingerbread cannibalism is better than that.
Uh, okay, fair enough. Well, that's why we're not rating these, because we'd be here all bloody day. Choose something out of my sack, because we're already at 17 minutes and we've still got 12 more adverts to go.
That feels like it's going to be crisps. Let's just get this one. Oh.
Oh, so another Aldi snack.
Yeah, and this is a Dominion strawberry-flavoured Jelly Santa.
Jelly Santas?
This sounds fun. This sounds... I like the sound of this.
I like jelly sweets.
Go on, then, have a Jelly Santa.
I've developed a real taste into them at the moment. Oh, okay. Oh, they feel weird.
Oh, they're big.
They're a bit disturbing.
Oh, they've got a very strong smell.
Oh, wow. That really is... That's definitely strawberry. Yeah. They're a bit disturbing if you look at them.
Oh, yeah. It has got a pink face,
they've
a white
got pink
beard,
face,
red
white
hat.
Beard, red hat.
I thought that was just like it bled through, but it's actually his face. Mm. I don't know if that's going to be seen on the camera.
Now, very quick question. Are these going to be vegan or vegetarian safe, do you think? I'm going to say no, they're not. No, pork and beef gelatin, the best stuff. They're really nice. They're juicy. They've got a nice jelly texture.
You can have another one.
They're not as good as, let's say, something like a Tangfastic. But I wouldn't say they're bad.
I'm really trying not to chew into them. Oh, I've got the white. Fuck, I forgot I had the white.
Oh, you've got microphones all over you. Plant extracts, radish concentrate, apple concentrate, pumpkin concentrate, tomato concentrate, blackcurrant concentrate.
Will you concentrate? I'm talking.
And carrots. Oh, so this has your five a day in it. Boom.
Wicked. Well,
I'm not going to argue with that.
Give it a five then. Five for five of your day.
Oh, you're going for five, are you?
Five for five a day.
Oh.
Now, this is real. I've given some high numbers here. There's a really nice sweet. That was a lovely sweet.
I will
sweet.
Go
very
with.
Very Moorish.
Oh. It was very nice. It was very Moorish. I'm going to go for five like you. And, oh dear. Strive not to eat them all.
Five, but strive.
Yeah. Indeed.
It's nice. It tastes like strawberry, nice texture. I liked that it looked like Santa, and they put the effort of doing the different colours on it. Yeah,
yep,
good.
Yep. Right. Next. Sainsbury's advert.
Next. What is he cutting up there?
Oh, well, I know this is the BFG.
Oh, I like
it. Oh, so it's a bit of a stop-motion animation from the look of it.
Well, it's computer graphics when they've skipped
frames.
Yeah,
so it's the BFG. So the Roald Dahl story. He's done some coke, I have. Also, I've got to get off my nose.
You got any snuff?
Right, so he's running through the high street. He's... Oh, dear, they just killed Mr. Hoppy.
Do you know how to get to Columbia?
Oh, right, so he's running around the UK collecting things for a Christmas dinner, I can presume.
What was that?
Brussels sprouts.
Oh, he's not going to eat the dog. He needs the meat, doesn't he?
Yeah, there you go. We make it with carrots. A bit of my magic powder.
Why should you have to go under the table?
Oh, I've got no idea.
Is that so she doesn't accidentally get turned into some food?
It'd be like the Tesco advert, she turned into a gingerbread person. We need to find a home for all this work. He's going to eat it. It's not going to... Hang on. So he's just made all of that dinner for no reason, and now he's just giving it to a random family.
Oh, it was me.
And I'm sorry, that child would have been screaming their eyes out,
absolutely.
Going, oh my God, there's a giant monster at the window who's just given us food. I don't... Am I just being a really big grinch?
Right, I've worked for Sainsbury's for a very short period of time. She's going to go back in there and lose her fucking job because they're going to be like, where the fucking hell were you, yeah, Sophie?
You've been gone for 2 days. We saw that you were in daylight at least twice and night. Where have you been for 2 days?
It's going to be... It's going to have her parents on telly. Have you ever seen Sophie?
She's become
days?
A milk carton kid.
Have you seen this man? It'd be someone like a police mock-up of the BFG.
Maybe I'm being a really big grinch, but I just didn't get what was Christmassy about that, except for the fact they were cooking Christmas dinner.
Look, visually, really good. Whoever animated and designed the BFG there, great. Art style, great. Plot points, could do some work.
Sophie got kidnapped. Actually, no, she went willingly, and I'm guessing she's...
Yeah, but the police don't know that.
She's above the age of 16, so I'm guessing...
No, you can work at Sainsbury's under 16.
Can you? So
I think it's called, back in the day, it was called like the Cookie Club.
Oh my God, that just sounds really inappropriate.
Because I'm pretty sure I was 15 when I worked there.
Oh.
And I lasted 2 weeks.
Well, I've just got
which
to
is
say,
two shifts.
I was not blown. Oh, hang on. Is there 5 seconds left of the advert?
Oh yeah, look, he's just looking at the BFG's big foot.
Oh, so now it's just turning into a horror film where someone's discovered that giants exist.
It's
after
like
all.
Trolls. Have you seen Trolls?
Yes.
That's what that was like.
Right, let's have another snack out. You chose the last one.
Well, did you like that advert?
No, not really.
I didn't really either. I like the BFG himself, but
Ooh, I have a dairy fine milk chocolate gonk with a creamy chocolate filling and crispy rice.
A what?
A gonk.
Oh, those. I don't get those.
No, they're kind of to become a weird thing, haven't they? There you go. Look, I've
stepped
the gonk's
head off.
A
very good friend of mine, Carrie. She's absolutely lovely.
Poor gonk.
She's obsessed with gonks, and I don't get it.
All right, well, again, a lot of this came from Aldi. There is some stuff from Tesco
just
in here
chocolate.
As well. There's Tesco in there as well.
It's got like a crunch in the middle.
It's got Rice Krispies in it. People rave about the chocolate in Aldi. Sometimes it can be really nice.
Like Titans. Mm. Titans are better than Mars bars.
100%. I agree with you on that. This tastes like premium advent calendar chocolate. The filling's nice. Mm. That soft sort of chocolate with the crispy bits, really nice. But the outside chocolate tastes to me like a little bit more better quality advent calendar chocolate.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste to the standard of a Galaxy, to a Dairy Milk, to any of the big name chocolates. So... Where do you rate your gonk?
Struggling with the microphone. It was an all right chocolate. It's actually made my throat feel a bit funny.
Which is a sign of a cheap chocolate. They put way more sugar in it to try and cover up the taste.
Because of that, it's
the Krispies was nice.
Yeah, it's going to struggle to get over a 4. So this is a low 4 because it actually was quite nice. And I like the little crunchiness and the texture kind of like... The chocolate and then soft and crunchy in the middle at the same time. 4 point, what's a fucking gonk? So
four
I think that puts it at the bottom.
Gonk,
so that shows 4's good, but it's bottom because I said fuck.
I'll go with 4 poor gonk.
A four poor gonk.
A four poor gonk.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, better than mine.
Okay. Next
I'll rate
advert.
Your rating higher than mine.
Now,
rating.
This is an advert I wasn't expecting, which is The Entertainer, which is a great toy shop.
Well, you're the one that said, told me, didn't you, that they don't open Sundays because they're a Christian group.
I believe the owner is Christian, so he doesn't open on the Sunday.
So let's see if that's influenced in this advert.
I'm guessing not. I'm going to say it's going to be as commercial as everything else. Oh, my
oh,
fucking
it's one
God.
Of those it's ugly things.
It looks like one of those fugglers, but it's not.
Oh?
This air of silence. In the bedroom.
Okay.
He's been traumatized. Sound of silence in the bedroom. He's like looking at the parents' bedroom.
Yeah. I'm trying to really work out. Hey, so
they didn't close the door.
For the podcast people that aren't watching the video, it's this hairy purple. It's not a bear. It's a monster sort of thing. And he's laying on the floor and he's traumatized.
His eyes are
and
wide.
And he's got a really weird deep voice. And I think he's talking about the trauma of being played with
by kids.
Well,
they'll be able to hear this, though, on the podcast. Or they're only going to hear us.
Oh, no, I'll put the audio of the adverts on there as well, I guess.
Hold me now.
Hold me now? Oh, my God. Oh, God, it's just what they're singing. It must be love they're singing.
Yeah. All the dolls are singing now.
Oh,
and you just got hit by a car.
Is he an old toy? And he's been replaced by all the new toys?
Yeah, I guess so.
This is another depressing fucking advert.
I don't mind it so far.
No, I like it, but...
It must
I feel really sad for him. But it's over. He's being like neglected and left because everyone else. Good. Kids. So basically, the story of that is he's not played with anymore because he's got the kids got loads of new shiny toys.
And then it said for the next toy of their love of their toy or whatever. And then it says the entertainer. So that whole thing is a depressive song. And then all the dolls started singing as well.
And that was creepy. that was straight up creepy. Doctor Who.
That was creepy. But I like creepy. I like fucked up. I liked that advert.
I liked it. I quite liked the toy, actually. I thought, yeah, actually, those fugglers are horrible.
Yeah, they looked like a fuggler, though.
They creep me out. That didn't creep me out as much.
I think it was a fuggler, though. It looked just like one.
No, the fugglers look like they've basically scoured the street for meth addicts' teeth and have stuck them in.
Maybe they went to St. Albans and took two sat in the chair.
Went to the methadone collection chair. Leave your teeth
okay,
here.
Okay, that's second place.
Yeah, I think sadly, Aldi is still winning, followed by
the entertainer.
All right, go and choose something out of my sack to eat. Oh my God, we're at 28 minutes.
Oh, this is a big thing.
Oh, no.
I saw this in the shop.
This is the best in the fucking world. Yes. If this does not get a 6 point, whatever it is, I am going to murder you because this is the best mint chocolate that exists.
A massive Cadbury Dairy Milk Winter Mint Crisp.
Oh, the Winter Mint Crisp is just... And they only they need to release this all year round. But then I would die of horrible kind of sugar-based illnesses.
So I have never had this before.
Oh, it's so good. It's so, so good. And just hurry up and open it.
I need a man.
Oh my God.
I need a man.
Come on, look. You just do that. You spread it apart. Oh, no.
Spread it apart and put some more balls in your mouth.
We're going to have to hurry
like,
this up.
You're,
so there you
you're
go,
proper look. Like, that got rationed and immediately taken away from me.
We need to speed this up, for God's sake. We've got so many adverts to go and so much food to go through.
Oh, this is good.
Oh, he's eating it. So this I rate more than the mint thing we had from South Africa.
No, careful now. Careful.
No, not careful. It's so good. The crisp to it. It was perfectly weighed up with the Cadbury sweetness of their chocolate, and that mint then hits you, and it's not overpowering, and it makes your mouth fill with saliva immediately. It's chocolate crack for me, okay?
This is good chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So, where was the other one from? Greece, did you say?
South Africa.
South Africa, sorry. Yeah, they're right next door.
Of course.
That the South African one, mint over chocolate. This one is chocolate over mint.
Yeah,
which is nice in its own way. In the same way, you feel like you've just brushed your teeth.
Thing is, this flavour lasts for a long time as well.
I can still taste it.
It's such a nice flavour. And you get that chocolate as well.
I can feel the coolness at the back of my throat. Not the pain, a cool feeling. Like I have just had a mint. Like a tree-born mint or something. What a lovely chocolate. 6 point. I can't believe I didn't just brush my teeth.
6 sticks it in my mouth, please. It's got to go in my mouth because that is so good.
We're having a very homoerotic Christmas. This is good. Let's go. Next one.
Okay. Sweet Suspicion, a Waitrose mystery. It's going to be shit.
It's going to be fucking boring. It's Waitrose.
Okay.
Cat. I saw a cat.
How's it going?
It's going shit, mate. You've done fuck all.
Oh, it's him. Oh, okay.
Okay, good. We mean the postman. If any of you have seen Afterlife, he's the postman in Afterlife.
Is
nobody move.
So
I can't remember that actor's name either.
No, so they're doing a whole
murder
play
mystery.
On, yeah, Cluedo sort of thing. Who ate the dessert? Enough to drive a man to
crime. As if someone could have eaten that whole dessert.
Yeah, I could. I thought it was Deborah Meaden for a moment.
But secretly, though.
It's Joe something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, the comedian in this, but I love him anyway. He was in Taskmaster. He was so good in that. You know what?
Are they all comedians?
I don't know, but I appreciate that this made-up family was making their child watch The Wrong Trousers, Wallace and Gromit, That's a good family. That's a good family. Christmas is at stake.
I like how they're watching an iPad. That sounds very realistic to be.
Well, hang on a moment. Dinner's ready. So, is there no... Is there no conclusion to this?
It's like Poirot.
That's enough. No more surprises in this house.
I'm pregnant. I've solved it. Oh my God, they are doing a part two coming soon. Sake. Right, no, that's bottom of the pile.
That was shit.
Christmas adverts do not need a part two.
Yeah, next Christmas. You get it next Christmas. It's, like Cobra Kai. You got to wait a fucking year.
It'll be
for
Easter.
Easter.
Waitrose Easter one.
It was the Easter bunny there at the cake.
Ate the cake? I don't know, but who ate the Easter egg? And you'll just never find out.
Right, let's pick a food.
Oh, you picked the last one, didn't you? Well, go on then. We're going for Cadbury's fingers. You can't beat a Cadbury's finger, really, can you?
There's a lot of things you can't beat going on here.
Ooh. I wasn't expecting...
Well, that's what it says. It's just a Cadbury's finger.
It's just Cadbury's finger.
No, it's called a snowy finger.
It's a snowy finger. Yeah,
it's white
and
chocolate.
I presume previously what they'd done is they'd just done a half-half pack. Half of it was white chocolate and half of it was milk chocolate. These are mixed.
Yeah.
Ooh, so they're half and half on each finger, not in the pack. Okay, I'm just going to... I'm going to have a cheeky finger. God damn it. You see, I like Cadbury's fingers. They are...
I've heard you like a finger.
I do like a finger up the bum.
Yeah, these are actually just white chocolate.
To be fair, that could be the result.
I'm just fucking joking on it.
Don't spit.
I don't really rate this, to be fair. I'm not really bothered about fingers.
That's not the story you've sold us.
Yeah, that's not what I've heard.
Now, Mr. Carr, cough, please.
No, don't. I've got so many.
Go on.
I've got enough stories about fucking doctors.
It's just a Cadbury's finger. It's neither milk, it's neither white.
Decidedly average. Not impressed, really.
It's, for a Christmassy thing, it's just a sellout, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just buy some milk chocolate ones and white ones and have two fingers in your mouth at the same time. Stop it, for God's sake.
3 points, spread them. Next.
3 points, spread them. Oh, my God.
You can't laugh at a joke you haven't said yet.
No, that's not. I'm just trying to think. I don't think I'd rate them at a three because they are a good quality thing. I think it's got to be a 4 point me and the sexual comments tonight. I can't help it.
It's not that I think it's a bad chocolate. I just think it's so low effort. It's so low effort. It just doesn't beat a three.
No, that's fair
enough.
Too
low effort. Right, go on then. What's this
advert going to be? Lidl.
Lidl, right. There's a Lidl that's just opened near us. Well, about to open near us.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I like that pun, a little magic. Make a wish. Oh, nice bells.
Oh, yeah,
just
nice.
Passed through bell end.
He's just shit himself at
the
table.
He looks like he's straining to take a shit, but really he's just turning his... Oh, it's more gingerbread.
Yep. Gingerbread cannibalising.
Oh, it's gone back...
Oh,
so the kids are turning.
Oh, now she's got
things.
A rabid raccoon.
And there's a giant gingerbread.
It's Mungo. For those of you that like Shrek, we'll know what I'm talking about.
It looks more like Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
That would be a brilliant, brilliant Christmas crossover advert. And what?
She just gave her Christmas present to someone else.
And it
could have been lingerie.
She's 10.
She didn't look at the tag. She just picked a fucking present up and sent it to a little boy.
Can you imagine the little boy standing on the snow slope in a pair of lacy knickers and a bralette? You can't do that, Rob. You'll get us cancelled.
She didn't look at the fucking tag. No, she just picked a fucking present up and got this one. Fuck this one.
Oh, God, it's from Gran. It's going to be knitted. We'll send it to that shit I don't really like. And guess what? It was a little bloody hat.
It's a little hat, which actually looked all right, to be fair.
Oh, fuck off.
Nice woolly hat. What's wrong with a nice woolly hat?
I was going to say, because it was branded as Lidl. I bet you're the sort of one that went out and bought the Greggs all in one, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I'm not up for Greggs.
How can you not be up for Greggs? Greggs, fingers.
I've had too many balls in my mouth to be going to talking to Greg.
All right, go on. Oh, did you choose the biscuits? No, I chose biscuits. It's time. Go on, get your hand in there.
Speaking of biscuits, Oreo gingerbread. Ooh, oh, here we go.
I was looking forward to these. Oreo gingerbread.
Oh, yeah, I like gingerbread.
And I like Oreos. Do you double stuff them?
Now I'm fucking, here you go, look, I've touched yours.
Oh, no. Oh, look, and so after all the gingerbread talk we've had, it's a little gingerbread man on there.
Oh, he's got his bow tie.
Oh, it's spiced.
It's just going to be a plain biscuit with ginger.
Probably. Oh, no.
No gingerbread.
It's, I would have loved it if it was soft gingerbread. That would have been next tier biscuit. But that is a heavily spiced gingerbread. So that's not the sort of gingerbread you'd get at Greg's or Simmons, the baker's, for you, those of you that live in Hearts. That is,
yeah, so those of you that are like us are posh.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, darling. Exactly.
Meek you for our bread.
For those of you that have to go to Wenzel's.
yeah, you go get your fucking, what are they called? That look like a pretzel. You go get your fucking pretzels from Wenzel's. We'll get our sourdough, our freshly baked sourdough. That you have to order the day before and then queue for it. That's where we are, mate. Fucking Simmons. You fucking slumming it with your pretzels.
Oh, my God. Talk about Simmons. We are doing a sausage roll showdown at some point because Simmons sausage rolls, for me, are the best.
No, I do actually really like Greg's sausage rolls. I had one when we were coming back from the Jeep show.
a spiced gingerbread. It's not, as I say, it's not a standard bakery gingerbread man ginger. It's a ginger snap. It's it's got a cinnamony kind of aftertaste to it.
Right, effort puts them in the three. They've put effort in.
They have put effort in.
I don't actually really like it very much, I've got to say.
I didn't mind it. I'm thinking a four for mine at the moment. Not a five, but a four, definitely.
I'm a low four. Four, a real boy.
I'm really overthinking my scores today. Sorry, everyone.
I'm looking at the bag.
Let me just put those down there. It's going to be...
I've just seen what's in there.
It's a four, but core. I wish it was a Simmons sausage roll.
Yeah. Next.
You just looked in my sack and you've seen something and you're looking forward to it.
I'm fucking going to pick that one. I know it's in there.
Oh, it's Dawn French.
She's looking good. So she looks good.
She does. This is Marks and Spencer's food. So that just reminds me straight of Vicar of Dibley. So that's what Marks and Spencer's has done, isn't it? They've just gone, remember Vicar of Dibley when you were in tartan pyjamas and you just sat on the sofa eating all the whispers?
Oh, I like this. So there's a little fairy flying around that looks like her, and actually Dawn French is
younger.
Going nuts.
Yeah. And she's like, have I gone nuts? So yeah, this is 100% a piss take of Vicar of Dibley, isn't it? Oh. She is looking good.
Mm.
Now the weird fairy thing is firing food at the table.
Oh, and set fire to it.
And secretly, Dawn French's bank account has just gone into negative figures because of the amount of food that the fairy has ordered from Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, and then loads of really tall men are just coming in.
Oh, pardon me. Oh, they look disgusting.
They didn't look nice at all, did they?
Now they're having a dance to some classic. Yeah, now.
There we go.
She's got a good sausage in her mouth at that point. Yeah. Pigs in blankets are top tier Christmas dinner food.
Oh, you know what? I really like the Sainsbury's pigs in blankets. They're really good, the Sainsbury's ones.
Come Christmas, I will go and buy one, and we will try it. Either Aldi or Iceland do a foot-long pig in blanket, and it's a giant curly one, and I think we should try and eat it.
Oh, that sounds like bliss.
It does, doesn't it?
That was all right.
We'll have to do it like Lady and the Tramp. You have one end, I'll have the other.
Fucking hell.
I like
I mean, I haven't said no. Let's pick something at the back.
Right.
Like, this feels very unhinged, like our last fucking calendar one that we did.
Oh, don't. Right. That advert, liked
that
it.
That was all right. That's number three for me. That was Christmassy.
It was Christmassy. You're right. My turn to choose something, isn't it? Right, we've gone for more crisps. Specially selected pigs in blanket flavour.
Oh, wicked. You're fucking psychic.
And you can see on the camera, I wasn't looking. It was just like, because there is another bag of crisps in there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Woo. Get a virgin sniff.
Go on, get a sniffy sniff sniff. Mm. I'm going to...
These are just going to taste like bacon crisps.
I don't know.
I like a good crisp, as I said earlier. Oh, look, look, everyone, he's opened it the correct way round.
Oh, bollocks.
He missed an opportunity there. So this is meant to be a pig in blanket.
That's meant to be a pig in blanket. And you're right, there is an overwhelming baconness to that. But there is a bit of a sausagey taste afterwards.
Yeah, you'd know.
It's very... Fuck off. It's very salty. It's getting worse. I'm sorry. We'll talk about White Christmas in a minute. They're nice.
They're nice, but it just tastes like a bacon crisp. It does not taste anything, really. It just tastes like a Walker's bacon crisp, which are really good.
Yeah.
This is a nice snack, but they've just put it in a different bag.
I'd say I prefer those to smoky bacon crisps.
I prefer them to smoky bacon crisps, but they taste very, very similar. There's really not much in it.
And what you're scoring that as?
Oh, well, again, it's low effort because it doesn't feel like they've actually done anything different. So it's a 4 point bacon. Bacon's really good. It's a high 4.
Yeah, I'm going to be 4 point, doozly effort, show it the door.
Yeah. I'd have them in a bowl. Next to the keys.
Oh, no. Right, so this is the shit advert. We've seen this at Ghostbusters.
Oh, this
basically,
is fucking dire.
Miserable little cow. To be fair, I don't blame her, actually. The family is looking like it has the most boring Christmas in the world.
And she's put effort in. She's put effort in. Look at the lovely dress and stuff she's in.
You say she has, but the parents bought that for her. She's now picked up a snow globe, and oh my God, everything I do to the snow globe causes havoc in the house. And...
Her grandma looks young.
It just doesn't feel festive because of how miserable everybody is. That's just a rip off of the Sony advert when they drop millions of bouncy balls down in the San Francisco street. I know it's a clothing advert, but you could do so...
But that's the problem. That's the problem, I think, with this. It's being an advert to advertise products, where if you notice all the others are advertising it's Christmas and the store.
Yeah.
Rather than going... Oh, look, we do these. They put food down, but everyone does the food. This is like, look at this. We do this lovely top. We do this lovely thing. Oh, look, now we're dancing like fucking twats.
But yeah, this is just dancing. Oh, God, now we've got slow motion.
And they're all fucking models as well. I don't like that they're all really attractive models. That's what
There's
why
no
I love
normality
about it,
to
yeah.
it, is there? There's nothing normal about
Where's
this.
The guy with the wonky eye?
I don't think you can say that, mate.
Yeah, I say what I want.
Oh,
right.
We know what the next advert's going to be advertising.
Right, I've chosen what I wanted, the Terry's Chocolate Mint.
Oh, Terry's Chocolate Mint. Nice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. God, we've got so many things left.
It's like 10 past 11, too.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, God,
oh,
no. Don't worry. It's going to still be where it was. No. Oh, boy. Oh, shit. Right. Well, while you're struggling to... I know you haven't struggled to open something for once. Well done.
Yeah, you just kind of push the...
Right. I need to get down to where Asda is. And actually, we can see how many we then have left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 adverts left. Oh, crikey. Okay.
Right, so, it's Terry's chocolate orange, but it's not orange, it's mint.
And sorry, but Terry's, if you're going to bring out a mint chocolate, bring back Pyramint. Nice, but not as nice as the Dairy Milk chocolate. In fact, I'd say it actually is substandard to a Terry's chocolate orange.
There's less chocolate in this.
There is, you're right. Shrinkflation.
Yeah, shrinkflation. There's a dip here.
Mmm.
Why have they done that?
And the chocolate doesn't taste the same.
I don't like that very much.
Oh, no, it doesn't taste the fucking same. It's mint, but...
I don't actually like that.
No, I don't. The mint, the quality of the chocolate is not as good as a normal chocolate orange.
See, it's that say 3-point Terry. Have it back, mate. Terry, it's yours. All yours, Terry.
That's a 2-point, I think.
Oh, it's a 2. Oh, wow.
2-point, I think I'll drink a cup of pee. That's really...
Well, mine was a low 3, because it wasn't that bad. But yeah, 2, well.
All right, Asda,
I mean, well-deserved 2, to be fair.
What's up, Nomi?
Every road is closed between...
Hey, wanker, calling her that.
I think that's the
name.
Mist.
It's the Mist.
It is the Mist. My wife will never forgive me for making her watch that.
Oh, what a film.
Because she doesn't like children getting hurt, and I forgot about the ending.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what the hell's going on now?
There's loads of weird creatures. So well, this, they're gnomes.
It looks
green
a little bit like Romeo and Juliet. In fact, I wonder if that's the same animation company that's involved. And gnomes are basically attacking Asda.
Like in The Mist.
Oh, yeah, that's the big story point of The Mist, isn't it?
The gnomes.
The gnomes come out of nowhere and force them to kill each other.
He had some gnome glue. His gnome just lost his leg.
I mean, it's the A-Team theme, which is a fucking banger. Ainsley Harriet gnome. Okay, this is just... It's just... It's weird. Why is it gnomes doing this? Does Asda not employ anyone anymore, so gnomes now do it? And should we be as enraged as everyone gets when they say we're only going to be doing self-service checkouts? They've got rid of even more staff. They've now got gnomes doing it.
Is that what's happening in Asda?
I don't know. Yeah, I think Asda now employs gnomes, apparently.
Oh, look, he just tip-bumped that way. He's broken his leg off again.
Oh, now they're going to be fucking driving, are they? That's going to be safe. That was shit. Well, that was actually...
That was a bit rubbish.
That was trash.
That wasn't very good.
You know what? Let's not say something. Let's just go straight into another advert because we are... Oh, my God, we're at 50 minutes.
We've been doing this for 50 minutes?
Yeah.
5-0.
5-0. Yeah, not 50. Do you really think this is 15 minutes, you
bellend? That's why it's getting unhinged, because we're tired now.
Oh, God, right. Yeah, Morrison's, it's only a 60-second advert. And look, if we've just seen gnomes... That I wanted to
I like
be.
It so far. I like it so far. Okay, so we've got singing oven gloves.
Yeah, and it's the song from Bugsy Malone.
Oh, like a big fish.
Yeah, okay. It's an alternate Christmas dinner, I'm guessing. No turkey, they're doing salmon instead. Why is it just glove?
And loads of prawn cocktails.
Yeah. Oh, lamb. Mm.
Oh, that looks good.
Was that lamb or beef? Might have been beef, sorry. Yeah, it was beef rib, of course it was. But why is it oven gloves? I know it's talking
about food.
Oh, now that turkey looks nice. It's a shame it's probably plastic.
I like this.
I'm going to put that... the song is really good.
Yeah.
It was a nice amount of effort. It felt Christmas. It didn't feel Christmassy,
but
though.
But it's totally different.
It is totally different. I'm going to put that in fourth place.
What was third?
So first place was Audi. Second place was The Entertainer. Third place was...
The
Unhinged one, wasn't it, that you liked?
I liked the one with the gingerbread eating people.
Yeah, but it was Tesco. It wasn't Tesco, was it? Hang on, let's go back through the list quickly.
Oh, fuck, sorry.
It's fine.
That one there, The Entertainer. Yeah, we like The Entertainer.
So yeah, that was the second place. Then it was M&S. M&S Food,
M&S
sorry.
Was third, yeah.
And then it's
Morrison's.
And
now Morrison's is fourth.
Okay, so we've got, left is John Lewis, Argos.
Oh, I think I'm going to like that one down there, though.
Barber, I think we're going to like.
We're going to like that one.
And the typical McDonald's advert. So we've had Morrison's. Let's have your choice. Oh, no, your choice was the Terry's Pyramid. I want to have a pyramid. Bring them back. Oh, it's more Oreos.
Yeah, this is the one I picked up on the way here, wasn't it?
No, you picked up the fingers. I picked these ones up.
Oh, sorry, I saw
those.
So
these are Oreo white in robe.
Now, this isn't special because they literally do this, but with normal chocolate wrapped around them. This is, I'm afraid, low effort.
Oh, this is... Okay, look, it comes in a pack of two. You can have one.
This is low effort. It's going to be an Oreo with white chocolate around it.
I'm not going to even eat much of it.
I'm not going to finish it.
Cookies and cream. Very nice, but as you say, it's low effort. It just feels like they've made it white because that's what Christmas is, and it's... Lazy.
Yeah, two. 2 point, try harder.
I'm going to go for a 3 point, at least it wasn't poo. I quite like those though. They are nice, cookies and cream, but
yeah,
low effort.
It's just too boring.
It's low effort.
I knew exactly what it tastes like before I even ate it.
Okay, John Lewis now, we are trying to speed this
home
up.
Alone.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh God, yeah, it's the Home Alone outfit almost, isn't it? No, right,
but
so
she's
John
looking
Lewis,
for a dress, not a child.
And let me guess... She's just looking for a child, sounds awful. She's going to find Narnia in the dresses, isn't she? Yeah, yeah, look, Lion and the Witch in the Wardrobe.
Yep.
And, oh, she's found an old... What are you looking for? What the fuck?
Something for you. Is that her or her sister?
Oh, it's her sister, isn't it? You're
oh,
right.
Oh, no, is her sister going to be dead?
It's a, oh, my God, everything's gone creepy. Oh, no, her sister's not dead. I don't think... sister's not been born yet. That'd be even weirder. Oh, God, of course it is. A Christmas miracle is happening. Yeah, you deal with it. See you later. She fucks off yet again. Oh, so she is going through phases of her life, I'm guessing. And she's seeing her growing up or her sister growing up. Or getting younger again. Oh, what the hell's going on? I can't keep up with this. It's not feeling Christmassy either.
Who is she in relation to these other people? Her mum, her sister?
I think that's her sister. Oh, no, it's her friend, and that's just perverted.
House is falling down again. It's
so
not a house falling down.
It must be a thing for Christmas adverts this year. Like, you've got to show people's world falling apart on the screen.
Is it her daughter?
Oh, Wallace and Gromit again. No, it is her sister. I think she is shopping for her sister. Maybe they've... Gone their separate ways, and
that took you so long.
You did, because you're a pain in the ass buying for
shit.
That was crap. John Lewis
failed.
I mean, John Lewis used to have some top tier adverts. You know, the animated one with Lily Allen singing.
No, with the dragon.
Oh, the dragon one was very good as well.
What was he called? Because we have him and we call him by the name too.
Oh, while you're thinking, rummage around in the sack. Come on, let's crack on. We cannot get to an hour. We've got
drink.
To do this before an hour. Right, drink.
It has been open because Miranda tasted it.
Oh, fair enough.
This is Coca-Cola cinnamon. Just swig it from the bottle. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I'm planning to.
We've had our lips on the same sticks.
we've shared so much with our mouths.
We've had mouths around the same fingers. It's not an issue.
Ooh. So it's Coke Zero, I should point out, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. Where's the cinnamon? Oh, okay, no, I'm getting it now. That's a bit of an odd one, because it seems to be devoid of the Coke taste that you normally have with Coke Zero or Coca-Cola.
Such a light cinnamon taste at the end.
Yeah, the cinnamon then comes in at the end, but fuck all of it.
Yeah.
That's
rubbish.
Okay, go on then. What are you going for?
So I'm looking up the John Lewis dragon here.
You know, I'm waiting for a score on the Coke. I don't care about the goddamn...
3 point Edgar. Edgar's the name of the dragon. No, but Edgar's really good. So 3 point try harder.
3 point try harder.
I think I've said that already. I agree with you on three. I mean, Coke's nice. I'm drinking a Coke over there.
It's a 3 point you and me agree on three.
Okay.
Oh,
I've seen this one because I reckon that they sell this toy. We saw it together.
Yeah, it's all toys that they sell at Argos.
Yeah.
And it's playing a great tune by T-Rex, obviously, because it's a dancing T-Rex on screen for those of you that can't see this.
I think that was
really disturbing that all the dolls just look creepy when they're animated.
Yeah, but they dolls kind of look a bit funny anyway. I don't like dolls. And the new way they make them are even weirder.
Oh, hang on. What's 20th Century Boy by T-Rex?
Thanks, Connie. I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm going to say it was.
Well, there's Uncanny Valley with that toy. That's that.
It is. Yeah, you're right. I would like one of those Marshall speakers. I've got no reason for one.
That's not a bad little cute advert. Oh, so it's a cute little advert.
Yeah, I agree.
Not much of an issue with it.
Not much of an issue. I'm going to love this advert. I know I am.
We know. It's bloody Shaun the Sheep.
Shaun the Sheep, and it's Barber. Again, rich people's clothing. But we've got another pack of crisps to eat. I've got a lot of fucking crisps to get through this week. Beef Wellington flavour.
Okay. It's just going to taste like beef.
Beef Monster Munch, do you think?
Yep.
Ooh, stinky.
Ugh. Oh. That's a strong... I mean, I like steak crisps. That's a really ridged. Strong steak crisp.
It's not just a steak crisp. That actually tastes more like a beef Wellington than I thought.
Oh, my gosh. When you get to the end of it, it tastes like beef.
There's beef. There's a savoury undertone, which was, I guess, would be kind of the mushroom and the pastry.
It's the side of your tongue.
Mmm.
That was such a pleasant surprise.
Wow.
What a pleasant surprise. I was ready to bitch and moan about this one.
100%. Is this Aldi? I was. This is another Aldi one, yeah. Or is it? These are the Aldi ones.
Aldi, again. Wow. Well done, Aldi.
Oh, Aldi has a good snack kind of...
Who's in charge of their snacks? Give that man or woman a rise.
100%, because they are good. Mmm. Score it, please.
It doesn't get a 6.
No, that's fair enough.
It's a 5-point fucking well done, Aldi. It's right on top of a 5. Beefalicious. 5-point Beefalicious.
Yeah, fair enough. And I'm going to go with a 5 as well.
What about a 5-point beef well done? Like Wellington, but Wellington.
That can be your one then. So I think I'm going to go with 5. Live the dream, Aldi. 5, yeah. Live the dream.
Well done,
that
Aldi.
That is good.
Well done.
It's almost got, I think there's even a bit of a mustardy kind of, a little bit of heat
so
afterwards.
It's all about Aldi. They're winning in the Christmas advert too.
Okay, so we're on to the Barber advert, and it is Shaun the Sheep, is just classic Aardman animation that spawned off
Wallace and Gromit
A Close Shave.
Right, his milk or water's frozen. They've all frozen, all the sheep that were singing.
And now they're all dead. Jesus, this took a depressing turn. Oh, of course, he's going to go off and buy them. How can a dog afford all the clothes for the sheep unless he's just robbing it?
That's what you're worried about. He just went on a moped.
Oh, I don't have a problem with that. the fact that they're all wearing stuff that's been made out of what they grow.
Perhaps they're already wearing what they grow anyway.
Oh,
that's cute. I like that. How the farmer goes past and they all instantly go back to being normal.
It's brilliant. That is excellent. That is in the top 5 adverts for me. There's little Timmy from Timmy Time.
Well, the stay in the back.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, love it. Okay, that's got
that's
second
third
or third.
Place.
Yeah, it's gone right up there.
In fact, I might put it second place. I think that's better than The Entertainer and the others.
Yeah, I mean, I do really like The Entertainer, but I just actually genuinely laughed at that. Yeah, it's Aldi, then Barber, then The Entertainer.
And we're on the last thing to taste.
And if you're under third, you're just not even low point talking about
100%. Cadbury Puds.
Well, has this got a nut in it?
It's not got a nut in it, no.
Well, for some reason, I thought the picture made it look like... No, oh, it's massive.
It's hazelnut filling, and these are... I should have got the mini ones, really, but oh well.
Look at the fucking size of it. It's a golf ball. It's like a golf ball.
Look, just close your eyes and put it in your mouth. That's all you need to do. You'll be fine.
And then we'll have the chocolate later.
If I remember rightly, you can split them in half. And yeah,
you're like fucking Bob Mortar, are you? In an apple.
I love that.
Fucking mess.
His party trick. Oh, God damn it. Can't take you anywhere.
Fucking mess over, mate.
I tell you to put a ball in your mouth and you make a mess all over the sofa.
Oh, look, mine has really lost its rigidity.
It's good to your good quality Cadbury chocolate. The filling is lovely on these. There's not much else to say about them. I love them. Mmm.
It's nice.
It's nice little bits of crispy bits in it. Better than the gonk we had earlier. In fact, that's what the gonk was trying to be.
Yeah.
And failed. This is what you... Mmm. Christmas pud, brilliant. Love it.
I think I'd like it more had I not just had all that other fucking chocolate already.
Really? No, I've not had much. I've not had much sugar.
It's not like it's fucking bedtime.
I can see the future.
Okay, right. I'm going to give the benefit of doubt.
Brand, it's like 2001 Space. It's 2001 Space Odyssey at the moment for me. I'm just flying through rays of light.
No, he never turned them on. Which is, they were just like, what you see is what you see. Okay, look, I don't want to give it a massive rating because I've eaten too much chocolate, but I have to give it a fight. It would be nice if I hadn't had all the other fucking chocolate before it.
And it made the effort. It's a Christmas pudding. It looks like a Christmas pudding.
It's a 5-point very generous size. 5-point very generous. And it's nice.
That's a 5-point. 5-point. Let's get our Christmas jive on. Right.
Christmas jive.
Christmas jive. McDonald's. And then
shit.
And then it's over. It's done. And we'll never do it again. And we won't be able to record our 7 days... Oh, Christmas Advent tonight. What? Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
So he's driving along. Sorry, for the podcast people. Oh, my God, yeah, right, yeah. I'm not putting this one up. So everything is going batshit crazy at the moment. All the houses are lighting up as presents and whatever else.
That's what St. Albans should have done.
Grimace!
Oh, Grimace, yeah. There to steal your children.
Oh, Hamburglar and Birdie.
What just hit the bird?
Chicken nugget, I think. I don't know. I can't think of the name of the song.
Push what? Me and then just touch me to satisfaction.
Satisfaction, good man. So I like the fact that obviously they're playing on whatever the anniversary was that they recently had. 40 years, was it? 50 years or something like that. So hence the reason you've got all the old...
That's an interesting thing that just got offered to us as the next.
I've been watching them and they're ridiculous.
Okay, right. I won't say what it was.
Yeah, we won't talk about that.
Very Christmassy.
It was a very Christmassy advert. McDonald's usually do better. They normally tug the heartstrings. So I feel a little bit let down by that.
I had
advert.
Fun with that. That comes fourth. Doesn't make top
fifth.
Three.
It makes fifth.
It doesn't make top three, which basically means it's useless to me.
Absolutely. Right, that's been 1 hour and 4 minutes, and...
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Yeah, sorry, everyone.
Especially the people who aren't watching it at the same time.
I'd suggest you watch it.
Well, I hope you're feeling festive. I've erected several things in my sound booth already. Let's hear the world's quickest outro now. Over to you, Tom.
The end! The end is finally here! I'm going to make this really, really quick. The chipmunk has something to say.
Oh, you're fucking joking.
Well, 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 Tom. Looks like you completed my challenge. Of course, I am trusting that you did it all correctly. If I find out you've cheated, there will be consequences.
Yeah, I had to rhyme. Anytime you gave a score out of the 2 to 6, I had to make one of my words rhyme with that score. Hence the reason you said 5, I said Christmas jive.
Oh. I just thought you were giving shit fucking...
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been so bad if we didn't have 15 fucking snacks to go through.
So all 15 of them rhymed?
All 15 of them rhymed with your score in some way.
Oh.
Wow,
well
done.
You
gave a 4 and I went, that's a poor 4 or something like that.
Well, it'll be up to the chipmunk to say whether they think that you did a good job with that.
I don't care if I did a good job, I did it. That's all that matters. And for those of you that stuck with us so far, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. You can find out more about the Variety Show podcast on www.channel84.co.uk. And we've made it even easier to find all our social media links, our email links and our episodes and where you can listen to those episodes, Spotify, Apple and so on. go to channel84.co.uk/thevarietyshow, and that will give you everything you need there. You can email me, tj@channel84.co.uk. You can email rob@channel84.co.uk. You can email both of us, podcast@channel84.co.uk. You're sick and tired of us talking right now.
Rob.
You lots and lots and lots and lots. Go and listen to Who Takes the Socks Off, Lightly Used, and The Untitled Trek Show, who all are also part of the Channel 84 Studio Network. See you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Love you, bye.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.